Senate Committee on Education and Workforce Development for the first meeting of 2011. Welcome everyone in committee. And, you've, I think, all gone through this drill a couple of times already, so I'll try to be efficient here. If you haven't seen the rules, we have them in front of you, and the purpose of this meeting is to adopt the rules. And chat, any questions on the rules? Anything out of order? Senator Bonamici, are you okay?
I'm fine. The rules. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Well, then let me open a work session to for purposes of adopting the committee rules.
Are you ready, Mr. Chair?
I'm ready.
Chair Hass, I move to adopt the proposed committee rules dated January 12, 2011.
Senator Morse moves to adopt the proposed committee rules dated January 12, 2011. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, the rules are adopted.
Mr. Chair, there's been some discussion this morning in various committees about whether we need a roll call vote. Some committees apparently do and some don't.
It's not required.
Okay, thank you.
Before we adjourn, I would like to welcome two new members, Senators Shield and George are joining us, and then we have three veterans, and perhaps, I know, if you could introduce yourself, tell us your hopes for this committee, your dreams for the future. We'll start down in your end.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I served on the House Education Committee in 2005, and one of the things that I think I could bring to the table is my past work on apprenticeship and working with a variety of community-based organizations that worked under the Workforce Investment Act, the Federal Workforce Investment Act, so I'm quite familiar with how Department of Labor dollars flow through the local Department of Labor entities, whether they be community colleges or, in the case of the Portland area, Work Systems Incorporated, and how those flow out to community-based organizations and the outcomes that they're supposed to achieve. So other than that, I just hope to roll up my sleeves and be able to work on K-12 and higher ed issues as the chair sees fit.
Thank you. Senator Morse?
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. I look forward to working with our new members, Senator Shield and Senator George. And I'm wondering if this might be the session that we can actually figure out something for ESDs that works for everyone. So I look forward to working with you and making this a productive session.
Thank you. Over here, Senator Bonamici.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Bonamici from District 17, which is Northwest Portland and parts of Washington County, and I'm honored to be back on the committee after serving last session. I share Senator Morse's sentiment about hopefully we can get a bill passed on the ESD issue that works for everyone. I have also been for many years a strong proponent of public education, spent many years as a Beaverton School District parent and served on the Education Foundation board there. And although I'm definitely interested in higher education and the workforce development as well, my passion remains in K-12. So it's an honor to be back on the committee. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
Larry George, State Senator for District 13, represent primarily suburban areas. Very Republican, but consistently in all the polling, education is the number one issue in my district. So the district cares a great deal about both K-12 education and higher ed. And in higher ed, obviously, community colleges is big for my district also. So I know a lot of those issues are going to be in ways and means, not necessarily in this committee, but I think obviously this committee drives that policy about where we put education as a priority. So I'm looking forward to joining the committee.
Thank you all. It's an honor, Senator Bonamici, to be with you and with all of you, some very thoughtful heads in this committee. Mark Hass, this is my second session chairing this committee. Our focus is still education-based, but as you noted from the name changes, it's focused a little bit more on workforce development, which is everything that implies, from apprenticeships to community college and everything that we can do to get our young people not only educated but into productive work. I think we're all familiar, when I talk about what we're going to start off with in February, we're all familiar with the task force work on higher education. That'll be the first thing that we'll take up. It's been pre-session filed. There's a package of bills, I think, as some of you know, and I hope to talk to all of you about this. Senator Morris and I were on the task force and presented it to the legislature December 15th. It was introduced as a committee bill here, or I should say all three bills. And that will take some work, and I think the one bill, Senate Bill 242, the main bill is several hundred pages. So we'll have our work cut out for us on that, but I think that will be one of the more significant steps this legislature takes. The nice thing about it is it really won't cost any money, but it is probably an overdue step for our university system. And like all of you, I also hope to finally rein in ESDs in a way that makes everyone happy and puts more money into education, less money into administration. And we have a task force report on full-day kindergarten that has been presented to us that is ready to go. And I hope to take that up in our first weeks of February as well. So we have a long list of other bills that have been filed by the legislators, by the department. We'll see. We have a month off the schedule from 2009, if my math is right. So when we're in here, we will have pretty lengthy agendas. Any other discussion? Because I can hold you here till noon. See no other discussion. I'll see you next month. We are adjourned.